And welcome to On The Ball, the podcast where we deep dive into the world of football tactics, both past and present, and bring you the latest tips and tricks to help you dominate your fantasy league. Each week we will discuss current and historic team tactics, analyse upcoming fixtures, and share our expert insights on Fantasy Premier League to keep you ahead of the game. I'm your host Callum, and it's time to get On The Ball. The focus of today's podcast is to take a closer look at Unai Emery and his success at Aston Villa so far in the season. So as we delve into the tactics and strategies behind Aston Villa's success, we'll be taking a closer look at Emery's background and coaching philosophy. We'll look to explore his journey as a coach and his many accomplishments along the way at some of the biggest clubs in Europe. But most importantly, we'll be examining how Emery has transformed Aston Villa into a dominant force on the pitch. We'll be undergoing a deep analysis from their preferred formations and key players in the team to their pressing and counter-pressing strategies. We will cover all of the aspects of Aston Villa's game plan that have been driving their success this season. We will also take a closer look at how Unai Emery adapts to different opponents and different in-game situations to show his tactical ability. But as we know, with success comes challenges, and today we'll be discussing some of the potential areas of improvement for Aston Villa Football Club, as well as future prospects that the club will have. We'll also explore the possible transfer targets that could further enhance this already impressive squad, and how they would adapt under an Unai Emery system. So get ready to dive into the world of football tactics and join us to take a closer look at Aston Villa's current season and masterful guidance of Unai Emery. Emery's journey to becoming the manager of Aston Villa began in his hometown, Hondarribia, in Spain, where he started his coaching career with lower league Spanish teams. Emery's coaching philosophy is heavily influenced by his mentor, Luis Aragonés, who placed a huge emphasis on technique, creativity and possession-based football. Emery's successful career as a coach in Spain saw him lead Valencia to three consecutive third-place finishes in La Liga, as well as guiding Sevilla to three consecutive Europa League titles from 2014 to 2016. This impressive achievement is widely regarded as one of the greatest in the history of the competition, and has firmly established Emery as one of the top young coaches in Europe. Emery continued his success at Paris Saint-Germain, where he won the domestic treble in both of his seasons at the club, and at Valencia, where he developed a reputation for being a meticulous and detail-orientated coach who emphasised discipline and hard work within his team. Emery's coaching philosophy is heavily influenced by the work of Marcelo Bielsa, where both coaches share an emphasis on intense pressing, high tempo and an attacking style of play. Emery then went to the Premier League to manage Arsenal, where he was sacked halfway through his second season, leaving the club sat 8th in the table, with no apparent hope of continental football on the horizon. However, when he returned to the Premier League to manage Aston Villa, his expectations were high, and he was tasked with building a competitive team that was capable of challenging for a European football place. His reputation as a tactically astute coach and his success in previous clubs had many Aston Villa fans feeling optimistic about the future for their team. In his first full season in charge of Aston Villa, Emery has shown that he is more than capable of taking on the challenge. His experience coaching at some of the biggest clubs in Europe has prepared him well for his role at Villa Park, and he is widely regarded as one of the top coaches in the Premier League. Fans and pundits alike will be eagerly keen to watch and see what Emery can achieve at Villa Park moving forward. Under Unai Emery, Aston Villa primarily play in a 4-2-3-1 formation. This system is designed to provide balance between defence and attack, while also allowing the team to control possession and create scoring opportunities throughout the match. At the heart of Aston Villa's defence, the team relies heavily on the duo of Tyrone Mings and Ezri Konsa as the main centre-back pairing. Mings, a former Bournemouth player, is known for his physicality, aerial prowess and excellent distribution from the back. However, Konsa, on the other hand, is a young talent who has shown great promise since joining Aston Villa from Brentford in 2019. His defensive reading of the game, interceptions and tackling ability make him an essential part of the team's defence. On the flanks, the left-back position is held by Alex Moreno, who joined Aston Villa from Real Betis in the summer of 2022. Moreno is an attacking-minded fullback who provides excellent width on the left flank, allowing the team to create overloads in the wide areas. He is also known for his set-piece delivery and his ability to take on defenders on the wing. Matty Cash is the preferred right-back in the team, although currently he is injured and his role is being filled by veteran Ashley Young. Cash, who joined Aston Villa from Nottingham Forest in 2020, is an energetic and hard-working fullback who is equally adept at defending and attacking. He has a great engine and is known for his crossing ability as well as his willingness to overlap his winger. Despite his current absence, his role in the team is crucial and he's expected to return to the starting lineup as soon as he is fit. The two midfielders in the holding position are Douglas Luiz and John McGinn. Douglas Luiz is a Brazilian midfielder who joined Aston Villa from Manchester City in 2019. He has been a consistent starter under Emery, and his ability to break up play and distribute the ball has been crucial to the team's success. John McGinn, on the other hand, is a Scottish international who has been with Aston Villa since 2018. He is a box-to-box midfielder who is known for his high work rate and physicality. Together, Douglas Luiz and McGinn form a solid partnership in the midfield that provides stability and protection to Aston Villa's defensive backline. Although it is worth noting that Boubacar Camara, previously from Marseille, is favoured in this position by Emery, but has been struggling with ankle injuries throughout the season, which has limited his playing time. When fit, Camara is a versatile midfielder who can play in various positions and brings a high level of technical ability and defensive acumen to the team. The attacking midfielder trio in Emery's preferred formation is made up of two wingers and an attacking midfielder who plays just behind the striker in that number 10 role. Leon Bailey, who was signed from Bayer Leverkusen in the summer of 2021, usually starts on the left wing. He is known for his pace and dribbling ability and has been a key player for Aston Villa this season. On the right wing, Emiliano Buendia was signed from Norwich City in the same transfer window as Bailey. Buendia is a versatile attacker who can play on either flank or in that number 10 role. He is a very creative player who excels at unlocking defences with his passing and vision. The attacking midfielder in the formation is Jacob Ramsey, who is a product of Aston Villa's youth academy. Ramsey has been a revelation this season, with his energetic displays and an eye for goal making him a fan favourite for sure. He is a dynamic player who can create chances for his teammates and score goals for himself. Together, these three attacking midfielders form a formidable attacking trio that is capable of causing problems for any defence in the Premier League on their day. Ollie Watkins is the main striker in Unai Emery's system, and he fits the profile of a strong, agile and clinical forward. He is known for his ability to hold up the ball and bring others into play, and his finishing skills have made him a reliable source of goals for Aston Villa, not just this season, but in previous seasons. Watkins is also well known for his work rate and ability to press from the front, making him a key part of the team's defensive strategy as well. Last season he scored 11 goals in the Premier League, providing 2 assists, whereas this season he is already on 11 goals and 5 assists with 9 matches left to go. This just highlights how the young striker is constantly improving his game. Now, we just mentioned Watkins' ability to press from the front. Now, this is very important because Emery's emphasis on pressing and counter-pressing football is a hallmark of his tactical approach, and he has implemented it successfully at all of his previous clubs. In order to execute this style of play, the team must work in a unison and close down the opponent's options and force them into making mistakes. Aston Villa's players are well drilled in this tactic, with Emery emphasising the importance of maintaining a compact shape and winning the ball back as soon as possible. Watkins has already demonstrated his high work rate and willingness to put pressure on defenders. This makes him a perfect fit for this role in the striker position of Emery's system. However, the midfielders also play an important role in pressing, with players like Douglas Luiz and John McGinn expected to cover large areas of the pitch and disrupt the opposition's passing lanes. Counter-pressing is another important aspect of this system, with Aston Villa's players trained to immediately press the opposition after they lose the ball. This can be a highly effective way to win back the ball in dangerous areas of the pitch and create quick counter-attacking opportunities. The midfielders and forwards are particularly important in this phase of play, and they must work together to win back the ball and transition quickly into attack. As we can see, Emery's pressing and counter-pressing tactics are a crucial part of Aston Villa's style of play. When executed correctly, they can be highly effective in disrupting the opposition's rhythm and creating goal-scoring opportunities. However, they do require a high level of discipline and coordination throughout the team, and players must be well drilled in order to execute them successfully. Aston Villa's possession-based style of play is built on the foundation of their back line. The centre-backs are tasked with starting the attack by playing short, quick passes out of the back, while the full-backs push up the field to provide width and create passing options out wide. The holding midfielders are crucial in maintaining possession and distributing the ball to the creative players in the attacking third. Douglas Luiz is known for his excellent ball retention skills and his ability to control the tempo of the game. Meanwhile, John McGinn's energy and dynamism help to drive the team forward and win back possession when necessary. The attacking players are encouraged to be bold and take risks, with emphasis on quick one-touch passing and dynamic movement off the ball. The wingers, usually Leon Bailey and Emiliano Buendia, are key to Aston Villa's attacking threat. Bailey is known for his blistering pace and dribbling ability, while Buendia's vision and passing range can unlock even the tightest of defences. Youngster Jacob Ramsey often plays a more central attacking midfield role, and is a more exciting prospect who adds creativity to the team as well as energy via attacking play. In an attacking sense, Emery's 4-2-3-1 system is designed to provide balance, control, and a strong attacking threat. It allows Aston Villa to compete with the best teams in the Premier League and gives the fans plenty to cheer about. Whereas under Emery, Aston Villa have implemented a structured and disciplined defensive setup. Aston Villa under Emery tend to play with a medium to high defensive line. The defenders push upwards towards the halfway line to pressure the opposition and prevent them from building up play comfortably from the back. This approach allows Aston Villa to win back the ball quickly and launch counter-attacks. However, playing with a high line requires discipline and good communication amongst the defenders to avoid getting caught out or by long balls or quick counter-attacks from the opposition. One of the key features in Aston Villa's defensive system is the team's ability to press and transition from offence to defence quickly. When the team loses possession, the players immediately switch to a defensive mindset, pressing from the opposition high up the pitch, as we mentioned previously with Ollie Watkins initiating the press, and trying to win back the ball as quickly as possible. This approach requires a high level of fitness, discipline and coordination, but can be highly effective in limiting the opposition's opportunities to score goals. Another important aspect of Aston Villa's defensive structure is the team's ability to defend set pieces. Emery has placed a strong emphasis on set piece defending, with the team practicing various drills and strategies to limit the opposition's chances of corners and free kick goals. The central defenders in particular are very key to this aspect of the game, using their height and strength to clear the ball from danger. Overall, Aston Villa's defensive structure under Emery is built on a foundation of discipline, organisation and hard work. The team is well drilled in their defensive duties and the players are willing to put in the effort needed to ensure that they are difficult to break down. Emery, however, is known for his willingness to be flexible with his tactics and adapt to different situations and opponents. One example of this is how he likes to use his left fullback, Alex Moreno, in a more attacking role to create asymmetry and overload the opposition's defence. This is often seen in games where Emery believes that Aston Villa can exploit the opposition's right-hand side or when they want to have more possession in the opposition's half. By sending Moreno forward, Emery creates an overload on the left-hand side of the pitch, which can stretch the opposition's defence and create gaps for other players to exploit. This asymmetry can be especially effective when paired with Aston Villa's pressing and counter-pressing system, as it allows them to quickly win the ball back in dangerous areas and attack with speed and purpose. Emery's decision to use Moreno in this way shows his tactical acumen and ability to identify weaknesses in the opposition's defence. It also highlights his willingness to take risks and be creative in his approach to the game, which can be a valuable asset for Aston Villa in high-pressure situations. When Moreno pushes forward to provide the width and creative overloads on the left-hand side of the pitch, the right wing-back then takes a more defensive responsibility to cover the back line. This shift in responsibilities creates a temporary back three, with two of the central defenders shifting over to the left-hand side and the right-back pushing down to be the right centre-back in a back three pairing. Meanwhile, the previous left-winger, usually Leon Bailey, shifts inwards to occupy the half space between the opposition centre-backs and full-backs. This allows him to support the striker in a shadow striker role and create opportunities for through balls and quick combinations to Ollie Watkins, therefore providing a different style of play that will confuse the opposition defenders. This tactical adjustment not only provides attacking impetus down the left flank, but also makes the team more defensively sound as they can quickly shift to a back three if needed. Emery's ability to make these kind of adjustments mid-game highlights his tactical brilliance and his adaptability towards his team. While Aston Villa under Emery has shown significant improvement in the overall performances, there are still some weaknesses in their tactics. One of the primary weaknesses is the lack of consistency in their defensive performances. as at times the team struggles to maintain a compact shape and are therefore vulnerable to counter-attacks. This is especially evident when the team pushes forward in search of goals later on in the match, leaving gaps in the defensive structure. Additionally, the team can be overly reliant on their star players such as Ollie Watkins or Leon Bailey, which can often lead to drop points if these players do not perform on any given day. Another possible weakness is the team's over-reliance on the high press. Now, while this tactic can be highly effective in disrupting the opposition's rhythm and creating goal-scoring opportunities, it also requires a high level of fitness and discipline from the team. If the press is not executed exactly in the correct way it is intended, then it can leave the team vulnerable to counter-attacks. And finally, the team's lack of cover in certain positions can also be a weakness. Injuries and suspensions to key players such as Matty Cash and Boubacar Kamara have had a significant impact on the team's overall performances, especially if suitable replacements cannot be available at that time. This lack of depth can also limit Emery's ability to make tactical adjustments during matches, which can therefore lead to him not being as astute and picking up points where he was not expected to. However, overall, the prospects for Aston Villa under Unai Emery look promising. The team has shown a great deal of progress and improvement since his arrival, and seems to be adapting well to his tactics. Emery's success at previous clubs suggests that he has the ability to bring success to Villa Park. Overall, the future looks bright for Aston Villa. If they can continue to address the weaknesses and continue to develop under Emery's guidance, then they can become a consistent challenger for European places in the Premier League. Emery's tactical brilliance and the team's promising young talent suggest that they can be a force to be reckoned with in years to come. I'm now going to go into a new section of the podcast in which I've took the time to find three possible transfer targets that I think would adapt to the certain team's style of play. So, for Aston Villa, I think they're pretty set with their goalie, Martinez, as he's just won the Golden Glove at the World Cup. So what I looked at was three realistic targets for Aston Villa, one in defence, one in midfield and one in attack, that I am positive would improve their squad under Emery's guidance. First of all, we're going to start with the defender. We've got Max Evans, a young dynamic right-back who currently plays for Norwich City in the Championship. Evans is known for his attacking prowess but also his defensive discipline and would excel under Emery's system. Now, while he may not directly replace Matty Cash, he would certainly be good at challenging in this position as Ashley Young is getting older and older by the year and cannot continue at this level for very long, despite showing consistent performances when playing for Aston Villa. In midfield, I've gone for Hossein Ouar from Lyon. Ouar is a technically gifted midfielder who can play in a variety of positions in the midfield. He has an eye for a pass and is comfortable in possession, and he can create chances for his teammates out of thin air. He could provide creativity and attacking impetus that Aston Villa need in midfield. And in the striker position, I've gone for Eddie Nketiah, who I think would be a good fit for Aston Villa in Unai Emery's system. Nketiah is a young and dynamic striker who is struggling for game time at Arsenal, largely due to the arrival of Gabriel Jesus from Manchester City and Brighton's previous talisman Trossard. Arsenal also opt to play Gabriel Martinelli up top instead of Eddie Nketiah. This has limited his opportunities to showcase his ability in the Premier League. So therefore, moving to Aston Villa would provide them with a fresh start and the chance to play regularly under Emery's system, which would emphasise his pace and clinical finishing up top. His speed and sharp movements off the ball could make him a perfect fit for Aston Villa's attacking playstyle. Nketiah's attributes and strengths are well suited to Emery's tactics at Villa. His ability to play off the shoulder of the last defender and his quick acceleration would make him a potent threat on the counter-attack, which is a key aspect of Emery's system. Additionally, Nketiah's work rate and high pressing ability would fit in perfectly for Aston Villa's style of play when pressing, which would allow them to win back possession higher up the pitch and launch quick counter-attacks. Moreover, Nketiah's versatility and ability to play across the front line would be a major asset for Aston Villa, providing them with options and flexibility in attack. With Watkins undoubtedly as the first-choice striker, Nketiah could be used in a supporting role playing as a second striker or a wide forward. His pace, movement and technical ability would allow him to link up well with his teammates, create opportunities for himself and others. He would also thrive in that shadow striker role that Leon Bailey picks up when Alex Moreno overloads the left-hand side. Furthermore, at such a young age, Eddie Nketiah has the potential to develop into a top-quality Premier League striker and could benefit massively from playing under manager like Emery, who has a proven track record of developing young talent. Nketiah's lack of game time at Arsenal could mean that he is eager for a fresh start at a new club where he can play more regularly and prove himself as a top-level striker. Overall, I think his attributes and potential would make him an exciting prospect for Aston Villa and a player who could thrive under Emery's tactical approach. We're now going to recap everything that we've covered in today's podcast. So, we have discussed Emery's journey as a coach before Aston Villa, his influences and his coaching philosophy. It is important to understand why Emery's approach to the game is what it is and how he has been successful in the past in order to accept and understand his tactics that he has employed at Aston Villa. We have talked about the preferred formation under Emery, the key players in their roles and the pressing and counter-pressing strategies that he implements, as well as the build-up plays, attacking patterns and offensive tactics that he employs. So understanding the team's tactics is important in order to appreciate how they play and achieve success throughout different matches. We have also discussed the defensive structure under Emery and how Aston Villa likes to press and transition from offence to defence, who the key players are in the defensive setup and set-piece defending strategies. We know that a strong defence is crucial to any team's success. We've also talked about how Emery adapts to different opponents and in-game situations, whereby examining specific matches and how his team performs in those situations, he can provide us with insight into the team's overall tactics and strategy within the match. We've also discussed any challenges that Aston Villa have faced this season, potential areas of improvement for the team, future prospects for Emery's tactics and possible transfer targets to further enhance the squad. It is important to assess the team's weaknesses and look for ways to improve them in order for them to continue achieving success. We've suggested three potential transfer targets that would fit well into Emery's system and would provide a much needed depth and quality to the squad. Bringing in the right players is crucial to any team's success, so therefore it is very important to scout these players well before bringing them in to make sure that they would fit the system implemented under the manager. Understanding Unai Emery's coaching philosophy and Aston Villa's tactics is key to understanding their success on the pitch this season. Looking forward, it seems like a romantic match between manager and club that will go on to be successful in years to come. That is all for today's podcast. Please make sure to like and subscribe and comment on whatever podcasting network you use. Please interact with us on Twitter as well. We really appreciate any interactions that we have with you guys. As always, make sure you look after yourselves, look after each other. My name's Callum Nags, and this has been On The Ball.